Also, my welcome is to you all, and I also feel so happy to see so many devotees who I know and so many that I don't yet know. And so thank you for coming, because it takes two different types of people to make the exchange of Krishna Katha powerful. One is someone speaking, but without someone listening, nothing happens. So I will try to do my part and speak about Krishna, but it is really all of you and your sincere desire that has brought you here to hear about Krishna, to chant Krishna's names, that completes the process. And this process can be enhanced by how we take advantage, as Lagatirini Mataji was saying, take advantage of our time while we're here. But before I speak about that, reading to you something that I heard recently that Srila Prabhupada said, I heard it in one of Prabhupada's lectures recently, I would like to say that practically speaking, the land of Barsana, the holy dust of Vrindavan, this place right here is so powerful that all we have to do is be here, practically speaking, and something will happen. And not only that, if we follow the process or the program that has been very carefully designed to maximize and encourage our spiritual enthusiasm, to make us very receptive to the holy names of Krishna, to make us receptive to this special spiritual atmosphere. If we just are here in Barsana, and if we follow it consciously, desiring to get closer to Krishna, because this world is based on our desires, or rather, our existence is based on our desires. This is described in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that the material world is based on our desires, just like the reflection of the tree is based or sits upon the water. So in this example, the water is our desires. So as it is true within the vast banyan tree, aswata tree of material existence, that our desires determine our situation, similarly it is true for the entirety of existence, spiritual existence, not only material existence. So we are here because we have the desire, the spiritual desire, a spiritual desire. And what we want to do is, during our time here, take advantage of this ideal situation in Barsana with nothing else to do except hear and chant about Krishna. There is nothing else we have to do except hear and chant about Krishna. What? Thank you. And I will say it again, since Maharaj encouraged me so much. Keep this point so tightly in your heart and consciousness during your entire stay here. You have nothing else to do except hear and chant about Krishna. Take advantage of this time. How often is it in your life that you have nothing else to do? Consciously, you have nothing else to do except hear and chant about Krishna. It doesn't come for most of us, but for a rare moment, and this is such a moment. And in a perfect atmosphere, in a perfect place where you walk around and people don't say hello or avita zain, is that proper? Is that goodbye?
Say goodbye.
Oh, okay. How do you say hello? Good morning in the
hello.
Morning. Hello. Well, people don't say hello. What they say is Radhe Radhe. Everyone greets each other here with the names of Srimati Radharani or the names of Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Hare Krishna. The atmosphere is surcharged with a special type of sweetness in Braja. And the different places in Braja, very interestingly enough, they have different flavors attached to them, but they're all sweet, but different varieties of sweetness. So the special sweetness of Varsana is touched by the personality of Srimati Radharani. And in a special mood too, a special mood of youthfulness, of complete innocence and complete attraction to Krishna. So please take advantage of this time. It is a gift, and when a gift is given, it is considered very impolite not to take it. So take the gift of your time here and cherish it as the most valuable jewel given to you. In this regard, I would like to read something that I heard Srila Prabhupada say, because I am in the habit, as is Jagatrini Mataji also, she listens to Prabhupada's lectures sometimes all day long and all night long. I listen to them always in the evening and sometimes in the morning, but I also listen to them just immediately upon awakening. And in fact, I wake to the sound of Prabhupada's voice generally. And sometimes, if you are a member of the mystic cult of listening to Prabhupada's lectures a lot, sometimes certain words of Prabhupada's will just, even if you're sleeping, which generally we do as we walk around during the day, those words will just enter your heart and consciousness, often an exact answer to a particular question you had, but always striking deeply, especially sometimes some words just individually tailored to exactly enter the consciousness, exactly enter the heart, to deeply affect, to touch, to move. So one day, just a few weeks ago, as I was half sleeping, this is what I heard Prabhupada say, and it is so relevant to the process of taking to the process fully of advancing in Krishna consciousness, and it is also especially relevant to our time here in Varsana, where at this holy name retreat, where we have such an opportunity to step forward. So here's what Prabhupada said on that morning. Chant Hare Krishna mantra. It is very easy. At least 16 rounds and follow the regulative principles. And pray to Krishna to help you. So this is something that is especially relevant in a retreat that is so focused on chanting the holy names both in kirtan and japa. That as we chant, it is a prayer. Our chanting could be done in many ways. And I can speak for myself, I also chant in many ways. But the chanting can be done on the highest level of a call to Krishna in great love, or on a lesser level, but still a wonderful level. It can be a call just to Krishna to help us, to accept us, to allow us to serve him. Because for so many years, so many lifetimes, we view the material world with a consciousness filled with being the center, with being the enjoyer, and not with being the servant. And what has it brought us? Consider, what has it brought us? It has brought us samsara dava nalalita loka, continuous birth and death, continuously in the material world, wandering from one branch of the banyan tree of material existence to another. So many hopes, every situation seen as a hope, an opportunity to enjoy something, but ultimately they end, every opportunity in material existence ends in frustration, disappointment, and ultimately falling off the branch of the tree and dying. So please, oh Krishna, now I am chanting your names. Prabhupada once said that to chant mechanically or unconsciously is also an offense. So to chant with a conscious plea to Krishna, Krishna, help me. Help me improve. Help me serve you. Help me love you. Help me, please. So here Prabhupada in a simple line is telling us something that's essential for us even during this specific japa retreat, and something, if adopted in our chanting, will make such a great difference in our spiritual life. So pray to Krishna to help you. And then, Prabhupada says, everything will be all right. If we trust that if we take shelter of Krishna, everything will be all right. Consider what a difference that will make in your anxiety level. If I actually trust that Krishna is going to care for me, everything will be all right. Books, everything is there, Prabhupada said. Because all the instructions, the association of this empowered Mahabhagavata, Srila Prabhupada. Just imagine that Mahaprabhu predicted that his names would be chanted in every town and village of the world. Now, probably we don't, sitting here in Barsana right now, we don't probably represent every single town and village of the world, but there are so many towns and villages and cities that are covered just here with that none of us would be here, practically speaking, if it wasn't for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So that person who Mahaprabhu, Krishna Shakti Nahai Vina Tara Pravartana, who was so intimate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such a trusted servant of Sri Vrindavan Dham, of Sisi Radha Krishna, that they gave this most entrusted message to him. Such an intimate, trusted servant. And what did he wish to do? He wanted to spread the chanting in all the towns and villages of the world of Krishna's names, and he wanted to write books, and he wanted them to be distributed all over the world. And in the books, he put so many instructions. He put his own association. So Prabhupada says, everything is there. books, everything is there. Krishna, Hare Krishna, is Krishna personally. And if we chant, or rather, according to the level of consciousness that we chant Krishna's names in, Krishna will reveal himself. So take advantage of this time here to be with Krishna personally, because he is there in the holy name. He is there in the Dham. He's there in the association of devotees. So if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Prabhupada said, you associate with Krishna. And if you associate with fire, you become warm. Similarly, if you associate with Krishna, then you gradually become Krishnaized, spiritualized, of the same quality as is Krishna, fully spiritual, without this dreaded material covering of selfishness, based on selfishness, that so much covers our pure consciousness in the form of mind and polluted intelligence and a very demanding material body. But we become, by associating with Krishna constantly, the same result is attained as if we're associating with fire. We become warmer and warmer. We become more and more Krishnaized. And then, when you are perfect, just like you put one iron rod into the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmer, and at last, it becomes red hot. This is actually what is required if we wish to be in the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Sri Vrindavan Dham. We have to become red hot like fire in desiring to be serving them. That attachment and attraction must occur. And it becomes, as Prabhupada said, it will come gradually if we increase our association with Krishna. So the process, and here is getting to the point, actual point that I wish to address in my welcoming words, having to do with what we aspire to do while we are here, what is in our power. The Dham will do so much, the holy names will do so much, the association of devotees will do so much. But what should we do with our attempt? So Prabhupada says, the process is to remain with the fire. We should remain with the fire during our time here, of course in general, but during our time here, as much as we practically can. Similarly, if you remain with Krishna by chanting his holy name, then you will be purified, and the day will come where you will be Krishnaized. The process is very simple. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's all. 24 hours. Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is not my word, Prabhupada said. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here is the point. You have to associate with kirtan. The reading is also kirtan. And chanting on the beads, that is also kirtan. There is no difference. So make your life in such a way, either chant Hare Krishna or read books. So while we are here, let us take an internal vow not to to waste time and associate with the material energy. We should try our best to always remain in the fire of Krishna consciousness, either chanting or hearing about Krishna, kirtan, japa, reading, gramya katha na shunibe. Don't waste time. Don't talk about, did you hear about this and did you hear about that and blah, 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 on and on and on. Try your best to remain focused, understanding the importance of this time or the opportunity that this time offers us. It is set up, the schedule, the activities are set up simply around keeping us in the fire, close to Krishna. So, chanting on beads, kirtan, that is also kirtan. There is no difference. So make your life in such a way, either chant Hare Krishna or read books, or talk to the devotees about your realizations, about what you've heard, what questions you have. And when you are hungry, you should take a little prasadam, Prabhupada said. Don't take much, then you will sleep more. So don't overeat, but eat just the right amount. Okay. So that was my humble request, reading Prabhupada's words, something that woke me up one morning. And if you are chanting Hare Krishna and you don't feel this inspiration sometimes, it may happen. Then, as Prabhupada said, then pray to Krishna to help you. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.